Zoe Whiteside, Zoe, Zoey Whiteside, Whiteside. Date of birth is 3/17/1998. This is for date of service 3/21/2022. Miss Whiteside is a 24-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding evaluation of reactive hypoglycemia. The patient has had a significant history of postprandial hypoglycemia that she states has happened pretty much her whole life. The patient states, however, over the last 2 years, it has gotten so bad that she has passed out. The patient states that she has passed out several times over the last 2 weeks. The patient denies any fasting hypoglycemia. She states that her blood sugars usually drop after a carbohydrate-enriched meal. The patient states that she feels hypoglycemic even at a sugar of 75 milligrams per deciliter. She also has a history of a peptic ulcer, and she has a history of a stress disorder that caused her to vomit all the time in high school. The patient has gained about 20 pounds over the last year. The patient states that she tries to eat about every 20 minutes. She also has a history of anxiety and depression. She wears a Freestyle Libre, and she is in target range 97% of the time. She's low about 3% of the time. Plan number one for her postprandial hypoglycemia, this is reactive hypoglycemia. The patient wears a Freestyle Libre CGM system. I'm going to switch her to the Freestyle Libre 2 system, which will give her alerts, and she will be able to hear when her blood sugar goes too low. The patient's target range is between 70 to 180, and she is in target range 97% of the time. However, she has had about 11 episodes of hypoglycemia, mostly occurring during the day in the postprandial state. She does not have any hypoglycemia in the fasting state. Next number. Her average blood glucose is noted to be 95 milligrams per deciliter. Next number. I'm going to check a series of labs, including a hypoglycemic panel. I will also check an 8 a.m. cortisol level to check for adrenal insufficiency. Next number, I will also check thyroid labs in order to assess it for any thyroid disorder or any autoimmune thyroid disorder. Next number, another thought I had, was to consider starting her on a medication that could reduce gastric emptying. I am considering possibly using Rybelsus to reduce gastric emptying and hopefully reduce the absorption, the rate of absorption of carbs when she eats. And therefore, if we could slow down the rate of absorption of her carbohydrates, then maybe we can help treat the reactive hypoglycemia. I will see the patient in 2 weeks for follow-up. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.